Hello, I am Linda Jones, Associate Professor in the Natural Sciences Department at Empire State College. My fields of interest are related to natural environmental system dynamics and change during the Holocene, forest system dynamics, dendrochronology, biogeochemical cycles, patterns and distributions of species, and climate. For the past 15 years, I have worked with students on courses related to earth and environmental sciences, including biogeography, soil science, hydrology, forest and urban ecology, conservation, natural disasters, and environmental science capstone. An important dimension to the courses I offer is the inclusion of projects and experiences which connect students to science and the environment they inhabit in meaningful and lasting ways. Connecting student learning in an academic course to students' personal and professional interests and increasing awareness about local environmental characteristics, challenges, and community planning, however they might define their community, is an important goal for me, as these connections are often tied to resources, web resources, monitoring sites, local agencies, conservation agencies, journals, etc., which promote continued learning long after the course has ended. The inclusion of citizen science projects into courses has been one way I have achieved this goal. In part one of this two-part podcast, Citizen Science, Not Just for Scientists Anymore, I describe citizen science and offer a number of citizen science resources. Here, in part two, Citizen Science, Integrating Advocacy, Research, and Lifelong Learning into Studies Across the Disciplines, I will discuss ways of incorporating citizen science projects into courses across the disciplines as a simple way to incorporate meaningful research experiences into undergraduate courses. Citizen science projects, or people-powered research projects, provide students with learning experiences which extend beyond the classroom and provide them with a way they can see themselves as participants in research and professional academic discussions. After participating in citizen science projects, I have had students report that they felt they were better able to understand a project because they had the opportunity to learn about how a project came to be, why it was important, what types of questions researchers were hoping to answer, and topics researchers were seeking to learn more about, and they had the opportunity to actively participate in research related to a particular topic. In several of my courses, I include some form of citizen science project. Depending upon the course, students might be asked to participate in Zooniverse projects at zooniverse.org or an alternative web-based project. Or they might be required to identify and participate in a field citizen science project in their community. As part of the overall project assignment, students participate in one or more fully developed citizen science project of their choice but relevant to the course, write a citizen science research report modeled after science journal articles, and compose a brief essay in which they reflect on their project experience, how they selected their projects, what they learned about the topic as a participant, how they found their experience, etc. Then, I have students design their own citizen science project. They are required to create a research proposal around a research question they develop related to a local environmental challenge or related to a particular field of study, and often projects end up being related to conservation. As they create their proposal, they engage in additional science research, but now the science is directly connected to their interests, local environment, and community. For courses which are not within science disciplines, students could be asked to participate in citizen science projects which connect science to another field of study, broadening the scope of a course so that it is interdisciplinary in nature. For example, using the projects available on Zooniverse, students in the social sciences might participate in Sounds of New York, SONIC, which focuses on monitoring urban noise pollution because of its effects on human health, connections among science, policy, economics, and social justice. In Solar Storm Watch 2, participants make detailed traces of the outer edges of solar storms with the goal of contributing to the refinement of researchers' initial estimates of storm arrival times at Earth, connections among science, technology, communications, history, and natural disasters. In general, a writing assignment where students are required to write a research paper or reflective essay related to their project participation could be incorporated into college writing courses. I also want to mention that even if a science-focused project is beyond the scope of courses you have designed, there are people-powered projects related to research and disciplines outside of the sciences, expanding STEM to STEAM, that might be appropriate. For example, literature projects like anti-slavery manuscripts in Shakespeare's world and art projects like Annotate can all be found at Zooniverse. I hope this podcast has given you ideas about alternative ways to add research experiences to your courses and that you have found the discussion of citizen science and related project resources useful. Thank you for listening.